from the heart of Europe to the world. Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones. R-T-I.
Well, hello ladies and gentlemen and boys and girls and everybody else. Thank you for returning. This should be really interesting because we're going to talk about that thing that you should never talk about when you're a grown up, and that's naked bodies. Why are we so ashamed of naked bodies? Anyway, Mini Driver, right?
Who's beautiful, by the way.
She is. And I used to be a Mini Driver. I used to have a little Mini. And anyway, she's tweeted, right, put out on Twitter some naked pictures of herself to tell people, because she's been insulted, she's been upset, and I don't blame her for being upset, by that naughty, naughty press and other people for saying that her body has gone to ruin a bit because she's in her mid-40s. So what she did, she photographed herself naked and sent them out on Twitter. What do you think about that then? That's a bit cheeky.
I think it's brilliant. I think it's the best retort. And she captioned it beautifully. She said, if you want people to stop talking about how you look in a bikini, let them see you naked. It tends to shut them up. And I think she's absolutely correct. And by the way, she looks fabulous. I'm in my mid-40s and I'm as insecure as the next person. I see my cottage cheese areas and feel that I should probably, you know, probably stretch some bands and go to the gym and, you know, eat less chippies and all that sort of stuff. But she's gorgeous. And have you seen rockin' Jennifer Aniston at 45 lately? She looks banging. I'd turn. She's gorgeous. And you know what? If you have the bod to tweet naked, tweet away. Leave your bank.
We were talking about as we speak. Naked body.
Oh, show me
this
where.
This is technology at its cutting edge. This is interactive radio. You can listen to us and see naked pictures of Legion Banks on its Twitter account as we go to air. It's brilliant.
I have my hands placed strategically, though.
In the fig leaf pose.
Yeah, in the Venus de Milo pose, yes. So you can't actually see anything. You can just see this wonderful shape of this masculine form. Petra?
Yes.
Would you ever
I can't see the picture. I'm just trying to
You're just trying to imagine it, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
And it's not a nice picture.
Would you tweet a picture of yourself, Petra?
No. I have nothing against it, but I'm a shy person. And also if somebody says that my body is not nice, then tough life. It's what I think and how I feel, and I don't give a monkey about others. And I certainly wouldn't
You don't look like a monkey, Petra.
And I wouldn't actually showing my body just to prove them they're wrong. It's just not me.
So do you think you did it wrong? Rachel says, yes, Mini Driver, you've done it right. What a brilliant idea. Are you saying, come on, Mini Driver, get your kit back on?
No. I'm not saying she done wrong. It's just me as a person. I wouldn't do it personally. But, if she's happy with what she done, then great. I have nothing against it.
Actually, listeners, just as a short aside, any of you who are Facebook friends of mine, and I know Lee G. Banks is, and I know that his lovely Andrea is, recently Andrea and I became Facebook friends, and there are pictures of me in my underpants.
Where?
When I was in Japan in 93, I was a singer with a couple of dancers. We had a cabaret show, and we wore a lot of nothing.
Ooh.
And yes, I was 22 and I was in pretty good shape. So feel free to look at those photos anytime you want.
Right. That's it. Ladies and gentlemen.
End of the show. We're going to look at the pictures. But Lee, don't take a picture of you while you're looking at Rachel's picture, okay?
Yeah, that's a whole different show.
Okay, shall we move on?
We have to be a stand-up guy over this, you're quite right.
Speaking of stand-up guys, you're a gentleman, Lee G. Banks. You're a gentleman.
I am. That's it. You just stole my link.
Sorry, I felt a segue. I had to go with it. A gentleman is always on time and makes love on his elbows, but doesn't tweet or own a cat, Country Life reveals. It's gentlemanly commandments. How do you feel about this article? I think it's bunk.
You think it's what?
Bunk.
Bunk. Spunk, that's a good word. Yes, it says that you, as a gentleman, you should never drink Malibu. I've never drunk Malibu in my life, so I must be a gentleman. You shouldn't write with a biro. Nope, I've never written with a biro. Well, I haven't for a long time. I don't wear coloured trousers other than blue or black. And I never wear a pre-tied bow tie, so I am a gentleman.
And also, you, you're never on time.
I'm always on time.
You don't put product in your hair. You don't do that. You do tweet.
I do tweet, I do. And I occasionally get drunk, but I'm never disorderly.
I bet you $1 million you don't wear lycra, even one of those Borat Mankini type situations. Do you own a cat?
I once had 9 cats.
And do you make love on your elbows?
I don't know how you do that, you know. I can't do that. It depends. See, how do you make love on your elbow? I said, is it like, you know, one of those nodding dogs, those things that used to go backwards and forwards? Is that what the elbow? Your elbows are like the fulcrum?
I believe they call it the missionary.
Missionary position.
Yes.
That's a Christianity, aren't we now?
Yes. Occasionally gets drunk, but never disorderly. Excuse me? Strike one.
Even in my sober moments, I'm never disorderly. So.
You are always mindful of others' financial circumstances, even, and that includes
poking. You can get it off them, yeah.
Have you ever planted a gladioli?
It depends where you're asking where I've planted it.
We're back to the fig leaf thing.
It was actually gladioli where I planted it, yeah.
The thing that worries me about this is that the thing that I don't like about the way this is written is the fact that a gentleman, in my estimation, is somebody who is well-mannered and considerate of others. Now, a manly man doesn't wear trousers, right? But a lot of gay guys are absolute lovely gentlemen.
And also a lot of them are very arrogant and show-offish.
Oh, yeah, absolutely right. But I just think it's poorly written. So that's why I say it's bunk.
These are the people that they've chosen as gentlemen, right? David Attenborough, I accept that. I accept
he's
David
Attenborough. Yep.
Prince William, I ain't too sure whether he's a gentleman, really.
He is. He's been lovely since he's been in Australia. He has actually delivered some lovely speeches. He did a great speech today about...
But he has to be.
Is he the redhead? Yeah.
It's not that he's like
Harry. William's the lovely one with the beautiful wife and the cute baby.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Is that the one, right? Listen, let's ask Petra. Are the men of Slovakia gentlemen?
No.
Not at Easter.
Why? What do they do? No, exactly.
They're felonious. They assault women. They're felons at Easter.
Should be moved to Australia. So what? Why are the men in Slovakia not gentlemen, Petra?
Well, they drink. They drink
what's
too much.
They drinking?
But
you're disorderly.
Yes.
Did they get disorderly?
Quite often, yes.
And do yes, they start?
Usually they stand alphabetically at the pub and they have a few drinks and they're all out of order.
Yeah. I think you can find few gentlemen in Slovakia. Eric is one of them.
Petra?
Yes, and I have one at home. I have two.
Two?
Yeah.
You have two at home.
And the third one is being brought up by me, so he must be gentleman.
So what do you think makes a gentleman then, Petra? What would you tell the men of Slovakia to do to make themselves act like gentlemen? Grow up. Yeah.
It's not just guys in Slovakia. It's all over the world. Just grow up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is Petra, the girl on the motorcycle's advice for the whole of the manhood in the world.
You see, I had to grow up to start riding a bike.
She says so few words, but they're so meaningful. I love it.
She never shuts up, really. Honestly.
Really?
I've known Petra for a long time. She was so upset. The last time I was in Poprad, not the last time, but one of the times I was in Poprad a few years ago, I'd just flown into Poprad. I hadn't seen Petra for at least a year, and I had the temerity. This wasn't very gentlemanly. I walked past her on the street and didn't recognise her. And she was so annoyed with me and so upset. And that's when I learned to be a gentleman. That's true, isn't it, Petra?
I don't remember.
Oh no!
She was drunk and disorderly. She can't recall.
You see, I forget the bad stuff, and I already remember the good stuff.
That means
so
you're a gentleman.
Yes, she's a gentleman.
I'm gentlewoman.
Let's go on to a serious one now, because I think it's just worth chronicling because it's a story that just isn't going away, and that's the story of the Malaysia flight MH370. What's the latest situation on that, Rachel, in Australia? Because I know that they've said cost is no issue.
Cost is no issue because they're using US submarines, and that's their cost. And also Tony Abbott and his treasurer, Joe Hockey, have decided that come the next budget in a couple of months, they're going to up the retirement age to 70. So no cost is no issue. And also, I mean, any chance this guy can, you know, get his head on television, he will. But they, some stuff washed up on a beach just recently, and they were sure that it was parts of this aircraft. It wasn't. They're now still searching. This is going to go on for a while.
Do you think then, from what you're saying, that Tony Abbott is actually capitalising on this immense tragedy for his own
means? Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He's using it as a world platform. He put himself front and centre. As soon as they realised where this wreckage was and where the actual search and recovery was going to be based from, he leapt on board. And Obama, in his wisdom, has let him because he knows that he's going to look like a buffoon. But we've got a major presence, particularly here in the Northern Territory. We've got two massive influxes of Marines have arrived, and that was always the plan. But their subs are the equipment being used to search the floor of this particular piece of ocean. So it's the US cost, not ours.
Well, that's a good point, and I like that point. It's obviously your opinion that Tony Abbott's jumped on the bandwagon over this to perpetuate his own career.
Absolutely. Well,
is the proof in this the fact that actually the members of the royal family, the English, British royal family who are in Australia at the moment, haven't actually been there?
No, I don't. I think they're actually trying to distance themselves from this particular incident because there's nothing much to say. They could stand on a beach and look out and go, that's
terrible. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But what they're trying to do is, as he's going to be the king in the not-too-distant future, and they're trying to quash our Republican movement, they've come out to do a PR trip, really, to sort of, you know, stuff all that down. And they're now saying that this lovely baby, Prince George, is going to be responsible for retaining the monarchy in Australia. I'm like, well, gee, he's pretty young, and that's a pretty big ambition. But, you know, good on him. And so I think they've distanced themselves. So they're doing a lot of community events, and they're spending a lot of time just meeting the people and touching base with, you know, the commoners and you know, their subjects and so forth and so on. And they've been really good about it. But he delivered a brilliant speech today about the Asia Pacific region and how important Australia's role is, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
They went to Canberra today to see Parliament House and all that rah, but I don't think they're going to get involved in this particular story.
No, good on them as well. Yeah, I think that's right. Well, is this story still a big story in Slovakia, Petra, or has it sort of fallen down the rankings?
No, it's a still big story. I mean, we have it almost every day on the news, main news. But I've heard some conversation when people were talking about it, if it's worth still looking for it, people will be dead and it's costing loads of money, why are they doing it? So there are different opinions.
Yeah. How do you feel about it? What do you feel?
Well, there are two sides of it, because if a member of my family was on that plane, I would love to, if they could find a plane and, you know, have the body buried and everything all about it. But when I look at it like without emotions and having anybody on the plane, it's really, is it worth it?
Yeah, that actually, Petra, once again, like Rachel just said a few minutes ago, that is the nub of the question, what you've just said then, is it worth really carry on spending this money on trying to solve this thing? And I'm sure on in different ways there's a lot and lots and lots of investigations going on to find out what's
going
on. Oh,
lots and lots.
Yeah.
And,
so is it worth dredging the ocean for it? Yeah.
Is it? And, you know, the piece of ocean, the part of the ocean that you're talking about is vast and it is
deep,
enormous. And there is a big area and they don't even know if they're looking for shore in the right place. It's just enormous. It's like trying to find Tom Hanks on that island, you know.
Why, is he still out there? I thought he got his football and floated off.
Yeah, he's got Wilson, and it's all gone horribly wrong for him. But you know, you have to wonder. You know, it has to end at some point.
Yeah, exactly.
But when will it be?
Yeah. Listen, we've got a few stories to do, and we're about halfway through the second half. So there's five people got winched off a tiny island in Australia. I don't think that's worth mentioning. They shouldn't have got there and been broke down and steady.
They did a stupid thing. They misread the tides. They got stuck. Dumb.
Yeah.
Stupid
people. Stupid people. Shouldn't they have to pay for being rescued?
Yes, they bloody should. I beg your pardon, my French. They should.
Petra, tell her off.
No.
My word, they should have to pay. This costs taxpayers a lot of money, and those resources could have been used to rescue people who were actually in trouble for bigger reasons than just being stupid.
Stupid. Yeah, stupid people. If people get stranded in the High Tatras Mountains behind you, Petra, that's behind Poprad, I don't mean that Petra's like hiding them, right? Do they have to pay? If a rescue team goes out and rescues somebody off the side of one of the mountains at the back of you, do they get a bill for it?
Yes, they do. Unless it's urgent, like it's emergency where somebody is injured, they don't. It's usually insurance company. But if they call it just because, like, oh, I think we got lost, we better call somebody. They just have to
like
pay
the guy
for
who
it.
Got lost out in the. Who was that man who got lost out in Western Australia recently? Oh, it was you, ladies.
Me,
thanks.
Me, and I had to be rescued as well, ladies and gentlemen.
You would have had to pay the bill. And that guy in the Northern Territory that got lost in his backyard, he would have had to pay the bill. But if it's a bona fide emergency where it's life or death, no, you shouldn't have to pay the bill.
Yeah, exactly. Like when I was had to be rescued from the out bush. The outbush.
Yeah, is it the spiders and the snakes and the crocodiles and the kangaroos.
And the elephants. Don't forget the elephants and the rhinoceroses. It's a terrible place, that outback, you know, ladies and gentlemen.
You ate those field mushrooms, didn't you?
I had to survive, Rachel. I had to survive. I'd have eaten a kangaroo raw if I'd managed to catch one.
Did you have many of them?
Did you know that kangaroos roar?
They do. When they're really angry, they do. And it's like, and kangaroo sushi is actually a bit of a delicacy.
I had one of them. Yeah. No, what did you say, Petra? Sorry.
If you had many of the mushrooms, because it's sort of showing now when you're talking.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I've had some mushrooms that have been absolutely magic. And talking about that, I beat you, Rachel. That was the best link ever.
Yeah.
So Led Zeppelin. Can you hear me phone ringing in my studio? How can you have a studio and the phone rings in your studio?
Chuck it down the toilet.
It's across the other side of the room. I'm going to have to chuck something at it. Anyway, go on. Led Zeppelin, right? Led Zeppelin. Do we like Led Zeppelin? Have you ever heard of them?
You got to love Stairway.
Stairway to heaven, yeah.
No, we never heard of him in Slovakia. You know, we're still living in a cave without any music and stereo, nothing.
Yeah, you're still into like a do and things like that. Chirpy, chirpy, cheap, cheap, aren't you? Yeah.
We're only using sticks to make some kind of music and sound, you know.
Making fire with those.
Yeah,
also, it's a double use, you know. We first play music and then we just use it on fire.
Actually very, very resourceful. Tom Hanks used
I bet anyway, you still make. I bet in Slovakia you still make ashtrays out of your LPs, don't you?
Yeah.
Anyway, Led Zeppelin, ladies and gentlemen, have released two previously unheard recordings. Is that Robert, you've got a clap. See, I said that. Right, so, and
not,
they've done
not
two.
The clap.
No, don't, Rachel. I'm going to have to send you off this show. You're being
very naughty. I'm going to get in trouble with Uncle Eric next week.
I'm going to tell him it was you. It was her, Eric, not me. She said all those rude things. I only said gentleman's sausage. Right. So, right. We've got a blues classic called The Keys to the Highway, which was recorded in 1970. How long ago was that? That's 45 years.
I wasn't even born yet. How can I remember?
I wasn't either.
Do you remember it then?
I might have heard it in utero. I think I was conceived in 70.
Hang on. Petra, was what she just said then rude as well?
No, it was a medical term.
Yes, exactly. Oh, right. It was very polite.
Yeah, very polite, yeah. So, and also then, on that theme, they've also released another copy of Whole Lotta Love.
I love that song.
Do you really? I think it's a bit
passé. I really do.
I'm a bit fed up with it, actually.
I like it. I love it. I'm not as... I'm sort of newer to the Zeppelin thing. I didn't like it as a kid, and I've come to appreciate it as an adult, so I've had less years to get sick of it.
Are Led Zeppelin big in Slovakia then, Petra?
No idea.
Their ashtrays are.
They've got loads of ashtrays of them, though, yeah. Honestly. Yeah, I just think it's interesting, like Jimmy Page, you remember Jimmy Page, classed as the world's greatest guitarist. He's 80. He's 70. He's 70.
Good job he's not listening. He wouldn't like you.
He probably is listening. He probably is. A lot of people listen, you know. Yeah,
but
you're
80. He doesn't know how he is.
Jimmy Page, you're 80. You're just lying about your age at 70. He's 80, ladies and gentlemen. And he spent 2.5 years combing through the vaults and listening to all the stuff that they'd recorded and put on the side. And after two and a half years...
When you're bored, when you're retired, you think, oh, just go through the vaults, eh?
Yeah, but why is it taking him 2.5 years to come up with two tracks? That's 1 year.
There's heaps of stuff in his vault, I bet you.
I bet it's not really a vault. It's not like a cave.
He would have tried on all his old costumes and he would have, you know, relived the golden days, and then he would have got to the recordings. It would have taken him 2 years to probably find his way out.
I know, and he found a bit of hair on a G string on the guitar. Everything. Anyway, let's move on. I have a confession to make.
Oh, no.
And they made a film about it as well, which is doubly embarrassing. I do not wish to appear in this film, ladies and gentlemen, if you know who's making it. This is the story of Frank Sidebottom, who was a Mancunian comedian and singer. And he lived a strange life where the character that he invented as a singer and a comedian wore a giant ping pong ball on his head. That was his act, a big giant ping pong ball on his head. And he drew a face on it, and that was it. Anyway, about 3 or 4 years ago, it was announced that Frank Sidebottom died. And I'd just started my broadcasting career when this news broke. Well, as I knew Frank Sidebottom, because we were both Mancunians and I'd seen him performing live, which will never happen again considering he's dead, I thought I'd mention it on the show. His name was Chris Savey, and he was a diminutive sort of chap. Anyway, so I went on the air to say that Frank Sidebottom had died. Unfortunately, I said that John Shuttleworth had died. Right now, John Shuttleworth is another Manchester comedian and singer. And
well,
so,
you can see how you would be confused.
Exactly, Frank Sidebottom, John Shuttleworth. They're almost the same names, aren't they? They're like twins.
Well, it's also the fact that this one guy had a ball on his head, right?
Oh, John Shuttleworth has a moustache.
One guy is called Shuttleworth, which is similar to shuttlecock. Which is it's a badminton cone with a ball on it. The other guy wears ball on head, you know, like a squash ball, table tennis. There's a whole sporting motif. I can see how you got confused.
Thank you, Rachel. Mr. Shuttleworth didn't see how I got confused about it. the reports of my death on your show have been grossly exaggerated. I'm still here. Anyway, so we had a fun. I've mentioned it a few times in my broadcasting career since, and now we have to accept it. And the amazing thing is that cult comic character Frank Sidebottom has now had a film, or is in the process of having a film made about him, by Michael Fassbender.
God, I love him. He's brilliant.
He's really famous, isn't he?
He's super famous. He's gorgeous, and he's the most brilliant actor ever.
Is he?
Yep.
That's my Google question. Him.
Go Google on. Him.
Google what, yes, him.
Who is he? He's in lots of things, but.
Or John Shuttleworth or Michael Fassbender. Which one don't you know?
I don't know any.
Google all of them.
Okay. That's my job for today.
Yeah, that'll do.
Right. One thing about funny names. You know funny names? I've got to tell you about funny names. These funny names about, you know, all these Games of Thrones. Game of Thrones has had this effect on everybody, and they're naming their children stupid things. I watched Game of Thrones for 20 minutes the other night. Absolute what a load of rubbish. Turned it off. It's the worst program on television. Don't watch it. If you name your child after it, I'll come and kill you.
I think that's quite right. Listen, talking about killing children, which is a terrible issue again, Mrs. Brunsden. Right.
I feel very hostile today.
Let's have a look at a good way to say goodbye. This, ladies and gentlemen, is a story that's just come out about all the strange ways that we human beings tend to shuffle off this mortal coil. There's one. I'll start it. You two can pick up whichever you want after that. The first one is an Austrian called Hans Steiniger, who was famed for having the world's longest beard. It was 4.5 feet long. That's 1.4 meters. 1.4 meter beard. But one day, at 1567, which is about 10 to 4, there was a fire in his home in Branau. And in his haste to escape, he forgot to hide his beard, and it set on fire and killed him! No, it didn't set on fire. He tripped up over it and broke his neck. That's a terrible way to go. What's your choice, Rachel?
I love the moon liver. The guy who tried to kiss the reflection of the moon in the water next to his boat fell overboard and drowned. His liking for liquor may have proved a factor. One of the poems was alone and drinking under the moon. He went to kiss the moon and he kissed his butt goodbye.
Right, Petra, what's your choice?
I'm skipping. I didn't read it.
You could have picked Sigurd. Sigurd the Mighty. He sounds like a Slovak. Sigurd, right?
Who was Sigurd?
It's not Slovak.
No, he was actually the Viking Earl of Orkney, the Orkney Isles, right? He decapitated male Bridget, right? A bloke, he must have been a transvestite, called Male Bridget, and put the head on his horse's saddle as a trophy. But unfortunately,
very Godfather.
Exactly. Cool. Wasn't in his bed, though, was it? Anyway, it bit his leg. The head actually bit his leg, and he fell off his horse and died. That's another terrible way to go.
Okay, right, I know which one. I just actually scrolled
from
down.
From the heart of your
game for a Wii.
Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC,
no,
tablets, and Windows phones.
You know, right, you know the situation when you play a game and you just don't want to put the remote control down, even you're going to pee yourself because you want to finish the game.
No. I've just read it myself. Oh, God, that's
hold on your wee for a wee.
Yeah. No, I have to say, explain. This is an astronomer, lady.
No, you're not going to explain. We have to finish.
His bladder burst, ladies and gentlemen. He held on that long. His bladder burst. Is that it? Are we over?
Yes.
Is that the end of the show? Say goodbye, Rachel.
Goodbye, Rachel.
Say goodbye, Petra.
Goodbye, Petra.
And say goodbye, me. Bye-bye.
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.